You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
I want you to take a moment and think about the first song you ever wrote. It might have been a number of years ago. It could have been a few months ago. It could have been a few minutes ago. Who knows? But just think about having done that and what you've done since. There's potentially a lot in between those two points. And coming up to the time of year that we're at, I always think it's a fun practice to look at where we've been and where we're at now and look at just all that stuff that's happened in the middle, because sometimes we forget. I started writing songs 20 years ago, and it was 2003 when I wrote my very first song, and that is the only thing I wrote that entire year, just the one song. And the second year, actually, I don't think I wrote anything. The third year, I wrote two songs. And I don't think it was until my fourth or fifth year where I actually started having, I think, a little collection of 5 to 6 songs. So that is a relatively slow pace of writing material. So I look at what happens now, and when we have events here in the community like the Teacup Challenge, where there's a song prompt every day for a number of days, I laugh when I think about that. Sometimes throughout that challenge, I write more songs in a week than I did for a 5 to 6 year period. And that's exciting. It's exciting to look back on and realize, like, whoa, what a difference. So try that for yourself. Look back, maybe think back to the first song you ever wrote and what's happened since then. And it's not to make you feel bad to think like, oh, if you haven't written that many songs, that doesn't make a difference. It's just what's there. And what does that give you going forward? So at one point when I first started performing, I got an opportunity to play at a restaurant cafe in Vancouver that required me to play for close to 4 hours. The time to play was between 4 and 8 o'clock. And I sometimes would have to do that 2 to 3 times a week. So it was a lot of songs to play. And that was when I only had 6 of my own. And I felt like, okay, saying yes to that, I had to play a lot of music and I could only play so many of my own. So I had to learn a lot of other songs to be able to fill the time. And at the end of that season, I really felt, gosh, you know, like, I wish I had more songs that I could play more of my own. So that year, I then had a reason to write more, not just because I had more things to say. The pure goal of it was like, I just want to make up more of that time with my thoughts and creativity and engaging with people that way. So by the time the following summer came around, I got asked to play there again. And this time, instead of just the 6 songs, I had written enough, I had gotten up to 20 songs. And over a four-hour period, it roughly worked out to be about 38 to 40 songs that I would play in that time. So now half of it was made up of my own songs. And I thought, man, that's great. What a cool achievement to arrive there. And then I thought, you know what? The next year, the third year, if I get to come back and play here again, I want to be able to do this 4 hours of playing entirely of my own songs. So had a lot of work to do. My rate had to kind of exponentially increase. And that was fun for me. It wasn't like a pressure where I thought, oh, I have to do this or I fail or I'm fired or any of that stuff. That didn't matter. It was just my own game. And it pushed me not just to write quantity of songs, but it made me just actively look more if I need another 20 songs this year, what are they going to be about? And what could I keep my eyes and ears open for to write about that would be fun and exciting to have? So I guess I can't say this, but I don't feel like I didn't go and study songwriting. I just found a situation to have a reason to songwrite. And that was enough. That pushed me to then just listen a little deeper, maybe say yes to experiences or conversations that maybe I wouldn't have, and then thought about them just a little bit more, enough to think about how could this fit in a song. And sure enough, when the third summer came around, I then had 60 songs of my own. That was more than enough to play for that full 4 hours. So looking back on that, and even just thinking of that isolated time particularly, it was so satisfying to see that growth, but also just to be able to play a thing like that and have people in the audience or just hanging out at the cafe that would just have a glass of wine or dinner and they just hang out after work. And then they'd come up and ask and say, hey, like, what was, who did this song or who did that song? And knowing that I had written them all and played them all that night, I'm like, it doesn't matter which ones they say. I'm like, I did, those are all mine. And they would always be shocked. And that's just like a very, very nice feeling to be able to say. My mom, when she was teaching my nieces how to sew and make different crafts and things, but particularly sewing, that was a big thing that she told them. You know, when people are going to ask about the clothes that you're wearing and they say, well, where did you get this? And you can proudly say, I made this. and that's just a nice, fun thing to be able to do. So, like I said, don't ever feel bad about however many songs you're writing or not writing. It doesn't matter. It's just nice to look at where you're at and what do you do with that. So if I only wrote one song last year and I come around to this year and think, yeah, I just wrote the one song, what do I want to do with that this year? Was that enough? Or do I want to just write one more song this next year? If so, that's great. That's perfect. It becomes fun as an activity to say, what's the one song I'm going to write this year? What's going to be enough? You know, like, what's the idea or the moment that I want to capture to, like, put myself into action? And this reminds me of another friend I wanted to talk about today. His name is Bryce. He's a local awesome guy I met at a music event who's gotten super into photography. And I met him back in September. He was sitting at a table by himself, and I went to go watch some other friends play music, and we just started chatting. And he had a practice there where he had a disposable camera, like the old ones you could just get from a Walmart or something like that, and that you take in to still develop film, and that you, not like a digital camera, you can't see what kind of picture you've taken right away. You just have to take it and wait for when you develop it to find out if it turned out. But what he was doing is he would go to a show and he would only let himself take one picture with that disposable camera. And then it was always a fun surprise at the end of it after 24 or 25 shots that it had to go through those memories and you know, like, but really put a lot of intention and focus onto that one shot. That was such a cool thing. So yeah, songwriting can be like that for you. And again, that's fine. But if it's something that you're like, oh, I'd like to just write more as a quantity, that can also be a cool thing to shoot for. Say if you want to write, I've seen people write 50 songs or 100 songs. And another friend named Patrick, he had a situation where I think it was 100 or 200. I'll say 100 for the sake of it. He had one jar with 100 marbles that were songs to write, and then another jar that said written. And anytime he wrote a song, bloop, one marble would go into the other jar and it would just change. And that was a really fun motivator and marker for him. So lots of different ways you can do things. The other one I'll maybe put out for now, and it really is infinite. I'm not saying these are the only ways to kind of mark this stuff. These are just examples, and happy to find your own and hear about it if you come up with some other thing that might be helpful for you. but there's more of an idea kind of situation. It's like, oh, if I write a certain kind of song, maybe it's of a certain mood or a certain genre or whatever it is, that's like, that seems to just to be the thing that I always write. And maybe I'm feeling like, I just want to try writing something not that, like anything but that, just for the challenge. Then this is more of an idea, or maybe it's a theme, like, and this is just off the top of my head, like, say, for example, like home. Maybe it's something I've never written about or I avoid writing about for whatever reason. Actually, I could say this for myself. Christmas is something I've avoided writing for a long time because it just never really goes well for me. Of all the things, that's the one that I've always had the biggest hang up on, and never finish those songs, never really get behind the song or get excited. But this year, I found a topic and through a conversation with somebody else that actually made me want to try. And I did it. So that felt actually like one of the biggest successes for me this year as a songwriter, just the personal satisfaction of having written one for that season that I like, that I really connect to, that feels good for me to share in those spaces. So that's another thing you can do is like, I don't have this kind of a song. Maybe this is something I'd love to do in the next year. I want to write this type of a thing. And great. Awesome. You know? So all that to say too, these are just suggestions. If that's not the way you write or you find helpful and you don't like to put any kind of parameters on it, great. You know, you don't have to. If you're kind of more of a free flowing, they come as they come, that's perfect. Then stick with that. But all of this is at this moment in time, we're transitioning into a new year next week. And it's easy to forget progress that we've made, the creativity that we've done. Sometimes it can feel like we haven't really done anything. And I've had lots of conversations with people saying like, oh, this, I don't feel like I've really done anything compared to this person or that person. And when you actually sit down and look at it, it's like, actually, no, you either did write quite a bit or you wrote to some pretty powerful topics that were very influential, important songs to write that maybe helped you get through something. Maybe it helped somebody else around you get through something, or just feel better or just have a laugh. All of it is worthwhile. There's no betters or worses than. It's just good to look at all of what you've done and just mark it and think about, okay, cool. Like, what could the next destination be with my songwriting? So all that to say, I want to share one more story and one song that came up for me last year around this time. Excuse me, through the teacup challenge of all things. But the same guy, Bryce, who I was talking about, he asked me the other night if I have been playing around on the mandolin very much, and I brought it with me today. There it is. And I haven't been. I haven't been for quite a while. I brought it out to an open mic one night just to jam and pluck away on it. And it was a lot of fun, but I haven't really done a whole lot of it since. And recently, through another group I'm in, a woman named Enrica threw out an exercise for us to try that was to go back through your phone pictures all the way to January 1st of last year, and then just slowly scroll through them until now and look at the kind of year that you had based on the pictures that you decided to take, and just to then share what stood out for you, or like what emotions come up, or just, yeah, what anything that you wanted to share from that experience. And it's a very powerful exercise. I'd never done that before. I recommend trying it. And thanks, Enrica, for putting that exercise out to me and the group I was in. But it took me right back to January 1st, where I used this mandolin that was a gift from my friend Kia. And for the teacup challenge that started on January 1st of last year, the prompt was a year from now. And at that point in the year, I had I'd say one of the busiest, hard pushing years that I had in a long time. And come around December, end of Christmas and into New Year's, I was just toast, like completely exhausted. And I had a moment where when I was trying to reflect on things, all I could think about was just that I was tired and exhausted, and I had a hard time remembering the highlights and whatnot, because I felt I didn't have that vision with my exhaustion. And so when this challenge came up, I grabbed the mandolin and worked out a very, very, very short message that kind of became this bit of a target decision that I wanted to make for this whole year. And that's part and part why I'm sharing this with you today. Really, is this song as an example. So I'll play this for you, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it afterwards. Excuse me. Here we go.
This time next year, I wanna sit down just like this time next year and look back on it all and smile this time next year.
Short and sweet, but there you go. All I wanted, and this was my marker last year, that I didn't have a number of songs I wanted to do. I didn't have a certain type of song I wanted to write. I just wanted to have a different experience at this very moment I'm in right now, being able to look back on the year and have some kind of clarity of mind and energy to have done things that made me smile, that made me feel like, oh yeah, that was awesome. And also to arrive in December and purposely block time for myself to not just be pushing right to the end wire all the way, all year. And so those things right from the beginning of the year really loaded me to make different choices. And it was so cool to look back through all my photos and see that was at the very beginning, that video of that song. And then just different actions along the way that were in line with that. And it was such a heartwarming experience to have that exercise and to remember that. And I'm like, oh yeah, that was the thing that I set out with. And that made me write a bunch of songs this year that really made me happy and or just made me laugh. Like this last one that I wrote for 2023, Santa Was a Pirate, has brought so much joy and so much happiness that I was able to finally do that. But it's just such a fun topic that really felt like me, and it just took a long time to find, but it made me smile, you know, so that hit that intention in a really great way. So I had lots of that this year. So maybe think about how this or something like this, however it might work for you, you know, to take a moment, look back on your songs, look back on the things that you've creatively discovered, wandered through, explored, and, you know, where does that stick you for going forward this next year? And I'd love to hear what might be there for you. If you're willing to share it, you can share it in the Facebook group. You can send an email. You can send it through Facebook in a DM or Instagram. That's what this whole community is for, is to have some space to share some of that stuff, talk it out, and maybe just have a reason to remember that. Former guest Rumi Tsuchihashi has a great book called I Want to Remember This. And her whole motto is really about bringing these things back up, you know, because we can forget and we need reminders. We need reminders about what we're actually doing and checking in with why and if it's something we still want to go forward with. So these are the thoughts I wanted to put out there for today, for this time of year. And it's exciting. And I hope if anyone's having one of those years that I had last year where you're just super toast and exhausted, maybe this is really good welcome news. And just know that it can be something you can turn around and you can change if you want to. And songwriting can be a big help in working step by step through shifting out how you want your future to be. So that's that. And thanks to Bryce for asking me to, you know, how the mandolin's going. It inspired me to want to pick it up for today, and it was just perfect timing. So thank you, good sir. And lastly, before we call it a day and we call it Write Songs You Love podcast and newsletters for 2023, we have a song share this very afternoon coming up. And if you're hearing this later, beyond December 28th, it will have passed. But in a few hours, there's a number of people from the community that have signed up to share a song or a story or both in a live online Zoom song share. So if you want to join that, look in the Facebook group for the details. And if you miss it, there will be more in the future. So looking forward to hearing your songs for those who are sharing and those who just want to come and listen. You're totally welcome to as well. Looking forward to seeing you. And get excited. We're only a few days away from 2024, which is coming in on Monday, January 1st, which will also be the very first day of the 2024 official Big Teacup Challenge. So this year, it's going to be 2 weeks long, Monday to Friday, January 1st to the end of the week there, to the 5th. And then we're going to have the weekend off and then come back from the 8th to the 12th. And so, yeah, there'll be 10 prompts, 10 songs if you work it all the way through. And I'm pumped. I just finished doing all the prompts. I had some people from the community suggest some really cool prompts too. So I'm going to see if we can work in some of those qualities as well. Thanks to all those who did that. And also a very special shout out to Claudia Stewart because it is her birthday today. But yeah, for the Teacup Challenge, if you're unfamiliar, this is the first time you're hearing this. It is a daily prompt writing situation where you wake up, have a cup of tea or whatever you want, and the time it takes you to make and drink it, you got to finish a short tune or a long tune or whatever you want to do. It's just to do something kind of quick, and then next day you move on, you do something else. So I put out prompts. They are there for you if you need somewhere to go. You don't have to do them. You can just wake up on the day, make a cup of tea, and just really sit and think about what's here today. What am I feeling? And is there something I can dig into writing-wise? That's just as simple as it works. So it's a very fun thing, and particularly in the Facebook group where people in the community share what they do, whether it's lyrics, whether it's audio, whether it's a video. It's all good. There's storytellers in the group too, so if you're inspired to tell a story, then go for it. We just had a very special edition of the Teacup Challenge in December focused on stories. So this is another note to suggest and encourage all of you, when you're sharing whatever you're going to share in this process, use some of those techniques. Use that one-line dedication or the invitation to participate or a statement or even the full meal deal, the full bigger structural story that is there. So why not combine them and use that in that process too? So you can take part in as much of it as you want or as little of as you want. And if you're just even there watching, then jump in there and support and encourage the people who are sharing and writing, and maybe share a little bit about what you like about their song, or if something is connecting that just let people know. And those are the things I wanted to, just address today, hit today, which I guess is the same thing. And wish you all the best for 2024. I'm looking forward to starting off with you if you want to join the Teacup Challenge in creative, fun style. And I've started to get questions about new classes and workshops, like Write Songs You Love and some of the other ones. So more information will be coming out about that next week. And yeah, if you are interested in anything, just let me know and I'll put your name on a list to reach out to. I'll have an info night kind of early in middle of January there, just to share a little bit about what's coming. So look forward to that. And in the meantime, enjoy the last few days of the year. Take a moment for yourself and people around you just to soak it in. And here we go. Let's have a fun 2024 and maybe give ourselves, live in the next year for reasons to smile. All right, everyone. Happy New Year, and we'll catch you next time.